And a good morning, everyone. Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, a program where we get together on a regular basis with some of the health professionals around the area and talk about a variety of topics. So we have Mary Beth Olson here, Physician's Assistant from Madison Healthcare Services with us this morning. Welcome to the airwaves once again.
Thank you, Maynard.
We've had you on a time or two, so always good to have you back.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
We're going to talk about a timely topic. We were just chatting a little bit before I went on the air that the flu is back on the scene again. So
here.
And we're going to talk about a little bit about that, a variety of topics we can talk about, how you can detect what the flu is, what you should do about it. So I'll just kind of let you take the ball and run with it there.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah. So this week is National Influenza Vaccination Week, so it gives us a good reminder to talk about how important it is to get your flu shot every year. Right now, flu cases are definitely climbing throughout the U.S. And certainly in Minnesota here. Right now, we're at a moderate level of influenza activity. So, and we expect that to climb over the next few weeks, especially with these holiday gatherings.
Yep, and everybody gets together and celebrate, and it's a fun, good thing, but it can be a bad thing as well.
One of those gifts we don't like to
give. That's right. Don't even need to wrap it.
Right. So it does take about 2 weeks for your body to develop a full immunity after you get the influenza vaccine. So now would be a great time to get that in before we start with all those extra gatherings and events. So in this year, the flu vaccine does seem to be a really good match for the circulating viruses that are going around. So, you know, some years it's not always a great match. But
kind of a guessing game, at the beginning, and then hope that you guessed right
when
it gets into it. So.
Yeah, and it does look like they guessed right.
That's good.
Be a good match. And so, you know, people who are at higher risk, certainly we definitely encourage them to get it. But anyone over the age of 6 months should really get an annual flu shot. Those who are at high risk would include those kiddos, especially less than 2 years, and really that less than 6 months age group where they can't get the flu vaccine yet, higher risk for complications. Anyone over the age of 65 is at higher risk. Those with other health conditions like heart disease, congestive heart disease, lung diseases like COPD and asthma, diabetes, pregnancy can put you at higher risk as well, and people with a weakened immune system. So certainly those people should really consider getting a flu vaccine, but really anybody over the age of 6 months should get it, so we're all protected and help keep it from spreading so much.
How about, how do you tell if you have the flu? You know, a lot of times people say, well, I have the flu, but it's really not the flu, it's other congestion problems and things. But how do you tell the flu from maybe from COVID, from a stomach problem? What's the flu? How do you tell?
You're right. It's really hard to tell. A lot of those symptoms overlap with COVID and the regular common cold viruses and RSV. So usually with influenza, those symptoms hit you suddenly. You just suddenly feel terrible. A lot of people describe it as, I feel like I got hit by a truck. Most of the time you'll have a fever, not always, but fever, body aches, chills, cough, runny nose, sore throat, feeling really wiped out and tired. Can sometimes get vomiting and diarrhea. Usually that's more common in kids than adults, but the best way to tell is really to do a test, you know, coming into the clinic and doing the nasal swab, and that can differentiate whether it's influenza versus COVID versus RSV or one of those other common cold viruses.
Okay. So if they do feel they're coming down, if they call and make an appointment, and get in there as soon as possible.
Probably. It is, I mean, especially if, you know, I know it's hard for people to take off work and school and all those good things. So, or if you have gatherings coming up or events to go to, it is a good idea to do a test just, you know, so you know how cautious to be and what you're actually dealing with. And then what kind of treatments we can do for that.
Okay. How long does it usually stick around? Does it vary in different people?
Yeah, it varies. Some people, like you said, don't even realize they have anything going on. They just blame it on allergies or a bit of a cold. Most of the time, those first 3 to 5 days are the worst, and then gradually gets better after that. But the cough can linger for a week or two, sometimes several weeks or a couple of months even before it goes away completely. But the worst is usually the first 3 to 5 days.
Okay. And it's best to go to the doctor, because I would imagine a lot of the over-the-counter type medications and things, they maybe relieve a little pain and congestion, but probably aren't going to do a lot of good.
Well, with influenza, unfortunately, we don't have a ton of treatments. So that's the basics.
Has to run its course.
Yeah, it does. But you're right, you know, Tylenol, ibuprofen, pushing a lot of fluids and getting a lot of rest is the best treatment for it. But those people in those high-risk categories can certainly come, and we can talk about giving one of the common antivirals is Tamiflu. Like a lot of things nowadays, Tamiflu is in a shortage as well, so our supply isn't the greatest right now. So we're, you know, it's not great to give to everybody who has influenza, but definitely those who are at higher risk of developing flu complications. It would be a good idea to talk to your provider about that.
Okay. Then, of course, they can get the flu vaccine from you. I think that the local drugstore and that kind of thing have it. Countryside Public Health, I think, probably has it and that kind of thing. So, variety of places you can.
Yeah, whatever's most convenient.
Right.
Wherever you get it is
the
perfectly
idea is
fine.
Not matter, doesn't matter so much where, but that you do it is the big thing. So.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, how about we talked a little bit about the flu, but just to touch on COVID, where are we at with that right now in the area?
COVID is still here and here to stay. It's gotten better. It's not quite as prevalent. I would say right now we're probably seeing a few more influenza cases versus COVID cases, but it's still here. Most people are having a mild illness again. And when we say mild, it's you still can feel quite crummy and miss work or school. But most of the time it's similar to a cold with that runny nose, congestion, maybe cough, some body aches or fever.
Right. So. A lot of the same things as the flu.
Yes, yes.
So,
but again, we could differentiate that with a test.
Right.
And you know, doing a vaccine for COVID as well, and a booster for that can keep you out of the hospital and keep you from getting really sick.
You think COVID is going to be the kind of thing, kind of like the flu, where we're just kind of stuck with it for the rest of our lives and have to learn to live with it now, and maybe you know, get the boosted once in a while, that kind of thing.
I do think so. Yeah, it seems to be kind of following the course of what other viruses have done in historically, where the first wave or two is pretty bad when people haven't seen that, and then our immune system is able to have seen that before, and you know, develop all these vaccines and treatments to help help it along. But yeah, it's probably one of those things that are here to stay.
Well, hopefully nothing new comes along.
Right.
Out of China or anywhere else. So.
That would be fabulous if we didn't have to deal with that again.
All right. Well, Mary Beth, appreciate you coming in and talking with us on Wellness Wednesday. And again, we encourage everybody to get out and get the flu shot. You say it's the Vaccine Awareness Week this week?
Yes, National Influenza Vaccine Awareness Week. But it's a great idea to make sure you're up to date on all your other vaccines, too.
Right, get yourself taken care of.
Yes, pneumonia vaccines for older people or people with lung disease are a good one to do before this sick season gets really underway, too. So.
All right, very good. And if they have any questions, they can always call you or call up to the clinic there, and you'd be glad to answer them.
We'd be happy to help and make sure you're up to date. And if you have any other questions or anything, feel free to give us a call.
Very good. Well, thanks for being with us on Wellness Wednesday today.
Thanks, Maynard.
Mary Beth Olson from Madison Healthcare Services here on Q92.